Today's daf Masechet Erevin, daf Beis. Bezrat Hashem, we embark on a new journey of learning Hashem's Torah. The laws of Erevin, the opening Mishnah, takes us right into the laws of Mavoi, which was an alleyway that typically opened into the public street. In the alleyway, you'd have openings going into people's courtyards and properties. The Rabbanan, the rabbis, prohibited transferring from one's courtyard to the alleyway into the Mavoi unless a tikkun was made in the Mavoi, unless you did something to show that the alleyway was actually part of that space. This type of mavoi that we're talking about in the Mishnah is a mavoi that had three walls. The fourth side, which exited into the street, so it could suffice with a horizontal crossbeam called a korah over the alleyway entrance. Now, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Tes brings us halacha that the korah gives it status, gives that space a status permitting carrying in there. But if one threw from a public domain into there, or vice versa, from the Mavoi into the Rishus HaRabim, one is Pater. So why should that be so? So here comes a fundamental principle number one of our parak. This crossbeam is a mere heker. So Gemara on Daf Gimel says this, the crossbeam is a mere heker. It's a reminder to remind people of demarcation of domains. This is public, and that's private, or that's going into the private. However, if a lechi was placed on the fourth wall, a lechi is a side post that's affixed to the side of the wall, of that fourth side, that changes the whole space into full-fledged Rishus HaYachid, into a private domain. So why is that? So here's principle number two in our parak. A lechi acts as a mechitza, not just a heker, it's a full-fledged wall. The Magen Mishnah there spells out the Rambam's opinion explicitly that a Rishus HaYachid requires four mechitzos. Otherwise, it's a makom p'tur min haTorah or a karmelis min derabanan. So we have here one line in our Mishnah. The Rambam is based on this, but very clearly differentiating between the utility of the lechi versus the korah. Not all the Rishonim agreed with this calculation of the Rambam, but we'll hold off until we get to Daf Yud Beis for that analysis. Let's now take one full step back. Masechet Shabbos, you would have often heard me quoting Rav Neventzel. I had the schus of learning in Yeshiva Dakota, where I spoke with Rav Neventzel about my learning, heard many of his shiurim, learned his farim. To quote his Torah is a big schus. In this Masechet, we have the opportunity to learn from many, many new svarim illuminating Masechet Erevin, but in particular, my Rebbe, Rabbi Baruch Simon of Yeshiva University, who put it a sefer on Erevin, Imrei Baruch, in 2019, Bezras Hashem will guide us through this Masechta. In the Hagdama, he brings the Tosos Masechta Shabbos of Beis, who notes the fundamental difference between Hotzah and the other 39 Malachos, 38 Malachos, that gave it the title of Malacha Grua, like a lower level Malacha, or a Chiddush, since no fundamental change is actually occurring to the object that you're transferring from one place to the other. He quotes Rav Yitzchak Cohen, one of the Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva University, B'Shem Rav Yaakov Moshe Lessen, Zichrono Livracha, who was a Mashkiach Ruchani before him. The Isser Hotzah is born out of the regal nature of Shabbos. When a king of flesh and blood goes out of his palace, he doesn't carry any burdens, it would be beneath his honor. Even the pockets of the king are sewn, because the king doesn't have any items on his body. So on Shabbos, on Shabbos Samach Zayin Amad Aleph, it says Anachnu Kenei Ben Lachim. The Jewish people are like the children of kings. We have to behave as such. Rabbi Simon adds a Gemara in Baba Kama Lamed Beis Amad Aleph, some Masechet Shabbos that Rabbi Chanina taught us. Bo v'neitz likras kala malchus. There's a certain experience a marriage of a king and a queen on Shabbos. We say in Tefillas of Shabbos, Yismachu v'malchucha Shomer Shabbos. It's the malchus of Hashem. Recognizing Hashem's kingship on Shabbos is the fact that it helps us recognize the malchus that is within us, the neshama, the tzelmel kim that emanates from Hashem's kiseh kavod, the chair of glories. And the Reishis Chochma, Sefer Reishis Chochma, with the kubo, Makubor of Eliyahu ben Reino of Moshe Dividash, he brings a version of the questions we are asked after we leave this world. Klum asakta v'torg m'yuscha sadim. He says, "Halachta lakoncha b'shachris haris halachtas chavercha." Did you crown your creator? Did you crown your maker in the morning, in the evening? Did you crown your friends? He connects being mamlich, being crowning Hashem with one's fellow, because treating others like they're kings, like the malachim, it's a recognition of the tzel malachim that's inside of them. Therefore, we say, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, is not just to love your friend, it's to love the godliness inside. Chaim Vital says, it's the double rea. Kadosh Baruch is also a friend. Kadosh Baruch is also rea. It's also Hashem. To love another is to love the godliness within. We finish with the Bnei Yisachar, the Mamre Shabbos Mamre Hey, where he says, commenting on the Medrash Rabbah, Bereshis Rabbah, Samach Dal, Perch Samach Dalad, Siv Dalad, that Avram Avinu kept mitzvosai, which Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu halachos Erevei Chatzeros, Avram Medea. Avram even knew the halachos of Erevei Chatzeros, Avram Avinu. So the Holy Dinever was Medayik. It doesn't say he was Mekayim. It says he's a Yada. He knew. Since Erevei Chatzeros is all about unifying peoples, bringing people together into one area, Avram, who brought Hashem's kingdom to the world, had the understanding that all of humanity come from the same Shorash and Neshama. That's the idea, that's the knowledge of what Erevei Chatzeros is all about.